Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. How about this? Is this the evening show back together?
We're back, baby.
Jack disappeared for a week. The show went on.
I was nowhere else in the station.
Yeah, Jack just went on vacation for a week.
It was not vacation. I had to work with Ike and John Marks.
Yeah.
Definitely not vacation.
That seems like a lot of work compared to the evening show.
It sure is.
A lot of work. Anyway, Jack's back. We got a lot to talk about. Matt Gelb joins us at 9 o'clock from The Athletic down in Clearwater after an eventful day. And not a good one for the Phillies today. And you may say it's a good one long term if Bryce Harper arrives. But today's not a good day for the Phillies as they started off this offseason with a game of leverage. Machado versus Harper. Harper versus Machado. Let's play one versus the other. Well, one took money today. $300 million. Manny Machado is heading to San Diego. That leaves Bryce Harper on the board. And I am officially, I'm going to say it right now, it's 7 o'clock on this Tuesday night. I am worried about this Phillies offseason. I am worried that this whole plan that Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail and John Middleton put together is ultimately not going to work the way we hoped it did. Because think about all the facts we have in front of us now and what has been laid out. Number one is the leverage game is over now. The Phillies played this, and they're hoping someone was going to take their money. Well, someone took someone else's money, leaving one on the board, leaving only Bryce Harper out there. And if that's who they ultimately want, well, then go get him, and everyone will be happy in a couple weeks.
Now, Todd Zielecki did just write an article, I think this just came out, and he said the Phillies had a second face-to-face meeting with Boris early last week in Florida. Like, listen, when the Machado stuff broke, I kind of freaked out because that was their leverage point against Bryce Harper.
Yes.
They could always go back to that and say, hey, we may prefer Machado over you. That's now gone.
It's over.
But the fact that the Dan Lozano came back to the Phillies and was like, hey, do you want to top this? And they walked away. I just fundamentally do not believe that you do that unless you have a great feeling about Bryce
Harper.
Well,
they better. They better. But I am worried. Here's why. And that's a good sign. I'll say it's a good sign. They had another meeting with Boris last week. But I am worried because the leverage game is over. They can't play, we still like Manny. Maybe we'll give our money to Manny. Manny's gone. It's Bryce Harper or it is bust for the Phillies right now. And Scott Boris knows that. And today Matt Klentak came out. And listen to these words by Matt Klentak. Matt Klentak came out and said, significant costs we're paying to add, but we have to be willing to walk away at some point. That was his line today. He said we have to be willing to walk away at some point on a question about is it Bryce Harper a bust now? We have to be willing to walk away at some point. You have a front office led by Matt Klentak that is very analytical and very kind of cold-hearted. And I like that in some perspective, but if you keep walking away from great players, there's not a lot of great players available. So you can't play the leverage game anymore. You have a GM that's already said today you have to be willing to walk away at some point. You have the fact that these kind of free agents do not come around very often. 26 years old. So the Phillies could talk about, there'll be other free agents next year. There'll be this or that. There's no free agents like Machado and Harper. There's no 26-year-olds with their track records that hit the free agent market. And if you look up the next few years, there won't be. This will not happen again in the next handful of years. It will not happen again where a player comes up at 19 years old, hits the free agent market at 25, 26. These are the perfect free agents based on you don't want them old. You want to give them long-term deals when they're in their mid-20s, not late 20s, early 30s. You want Mike Trout in a couple years? Wonderful. We'll see if he hits the free agent market. He'll also be 29. You want Mookie Betts? He'll be 29. You want Nolan Arenado? He'll be 29. You want Anthony Rendon? He'll be 30. So all of the good free agents the Phillies could talk about next year, the year after, will be 28, 29, 30. They will not be 25, 26. It is a major difference. The game the Phillies have played has me worried. 888-729-9494. And on top of all this, as I go through all my worries with you tonight, This offseason the Phillies put together, and I said this with Howard last hour, doesn't make sense without the missing piece. The Phillies artificially moved up their window to win to now. Think about the Phillies last year, youngest team in baseball. A farm system that was getting better. A farm system that had Sixto Sanchez to come up and maybe one day join Aaron Nola at the top of the rotation. Well, that farm system is now diminished because they lost Sixto Sanchez. The players they acquired, from JT Realmuto to Gene Segura to Andrew McCutchen to David Robertson, are either in their prime right now or kind of the back end or out of their prime. Whether it be Segura, who's probably got a year or two left of his prime, Robertson, who's out of his prime and is still good, and obviously McCutchen is out of his prime but still good. Those guys are not going to be the same players in 3 or 4 years. If the Phillies' plan was to not go all in for this year, for next year, but to think long, then there's no reason for Gene Segura. There's no reason for Andrew McCutchen. There's no reason to trade your number one prospect for JT Realmuto. There's no reason for David Robertson. The only reason those guys make sense is if you put a piece like Bryce Harper around them. And the biggest reason I'm now worried, as Bryce Harper stands as the only free agent left on the board, are the Nationals. And I understand the Nationals have luxury tax issues and Nationals have payroll issues, and they seemingly have moved on with their team without Bryce Harper, including some people down there anonymously ripping Bryce Harper in a whole bunch of publications this weekend. But their owner, Ted Lerner, is 93 years old. There's probably no owner in baseball that is more wealthy than Ted Lerner. He's 93. The Nationals haven't won a World Series. Can we just all be frank about it? He's not going to be around to pay the end of Bryce Harper's contract if they re-sign him. The Phillies could play this game, and they could have a cold-hearted and calculated GM, and they could say, no, we're staying firm, but there's no soft landing now. The we're going to stay firm, we're not going above this number only truly works if there's an alternative. The alternative is gone now. Manny Machado is a San Diego Padre. So it's Bryce Harper or it's bust for the Phillies. And I'm worried, one, that they're cold and calculated and analytical in the aspect of they're not going to overpay. And I'm worried that everything this rebuild, this whole thing has been about, is not going to make sense without a Harper or Machado. 888-729-9494. And the last thing here, and you could tell me there's other free agents. We could talk about other guys that could become available tomorrow, the next day, next week. Guess what? There's not anyone in the Phillies organization that will become Bryce Harper. The Phillies rebuild is the way it is, right? They brought up some really good players. I think Rhys Hoskins is going to be excellent. I like Scott Kingery still long-term. They have some good young players coming through the farm system. Maybe Adam Haseley. Maybe Mickey Moniak. Maybe Adonis Medina. Maybe Alec Baum. None of those guys are projected to be superstars. When you look at the teams, and the Phillies the last couple years compared themselves to the Cubs, to the Astros, to the Nationals, the way those teams rebuilt. Guess how those teams rebuilt? I'm going to give you some names. Ready? Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman down in Houston, Bryce Harper, Steven Strasburg in Washington, Chris Bryant, Javier Baez in Chicago. All
blue chippers.
Blue chippers. The Phillies don't have any blue chippers.
Well, Hoskins.
Hoskins.
Hoskins is the only blue chipper they really, really have.
And Nola, but I think position players are different.
Position players are way different. They raise your upside.
So if you don't get one of these guys, you don't get that player. Like, you're not developing those players. I am worried about this whole thing. But Jack is back this week, and he's been telling me all afternoon, it's like coming here hemming and hawing, crying, not to be worried.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, I understand the mass freak out when Machado signs elsewhere, and it's like, well, now they have to get that guy. And in that sense, you're right. I mean, they have to get Harper now. All the pressure is on the Phillies now. Boris got his move. That was a chess piece that Boris was waiting for, and it finally fell, and I feel like the Phillies are going to have to overpay for him. But listen to this. Like, this is the scenario I just laid out on Twitter. The Phillies had a second face-to-face with Boris last week, right? Right. According to Todd Zielecki.
Right.
All of a sudden, there's a ton of smoke around the Phils and Harper last weekend, right?
Coming from Boris to the media.
Sure. Yesterday, they don't top the offer for Manny Machado. Like, tell me that just does not all lead to Bryce Harper coming here. Like, and what I ultimately always come back to is I don't think the Phillies will be outbid. They got offered a last offer from the Padres, from Dan Lozano, in the Manny Machado case. Now, Boris is not going to let them just walk away and not be able to make a final offer. And at that point, it's on Middleton. And I think Middleton is very determined to get this done for Bryce Harper.
Well, then Middleton's going to have to jump over Matt Klentak.
I think he will.
Well, I hope he does. Because the Matt Klentak that spoke today worries me. The Matt Klentak that talked today.
But don't you think that's all posturing?
It very well may be.
I think that was all a sign to. Because when Boris got the Machado news today, I'm sure he was ecstatic and felt like he'd already won.
Of course, because he's got the only guy left.
I understand that. But Klentak can't just come out and say, oh, we're going to give everything for Bryce Harper now.
Sure.
It's all just punches, counter punches.
But their soft landing spot is gone. And that's just the reality of the day. Manny Machado's off the board. If the Nationals don't make sense from a monetary perspective. They're over the tax. They have a whole bunch of issues. Rendon's a free agent next year. But their owner's 93 years old. I keep going back to this. 6 years ago, I believe it was. Mike Ilitch was his name. The owner of the Detroit Tigers was over the tax. Had a crazy payroll. We're staring down 10 years of rebuilding because the team was too old. Their owner, Mike Ilitch, was in his 90s. And Scott Boras called him up one day and convinced him, you need Prince Fielder to go to try to win a World Series. He gave him $214 million. Scott Boras has been in the pocket and in the head of the owner with the Nationals for years. Half that roster is Scott Boras, guys. It has scared me the whole time that the Nationals still loom out there. And I always thought the Phillies would probably get one of these guys and be fine. But now that one is off the board, I'm worried. 888-729-9494, #9494. To hop on in, let's talk Bryce Harper. Machado's off the board. I'm officially worried. Jack's telling me not to be. Lance is up first. What's up, Lance?
I was just calling because I think you have every right to be worried. Not so much about Machado signing there, but just the way Matt Klentak sounded when Scott Labor posted what he said. That, to me, doesn't sound like somebody that's going to be going all in. I think he has a set price, and if they don't get him at the highest price that they have set value, they're going to walk away. Now, there might not be another team that's willing to go as high as what their set price is, but I don't think the Phillies are going to just go and be like, yeah, we're just going to give him $335 million because he's worth it. I don't think they're going to do that. I think they have their set limit, and if he doesn't want it, they'll just walk away.
That worries me, Lance, because the whole plan they've had this offseason doesn't make sense if they don't land him. The Harper decision, what you're saying, what you're laying out in a vacuum might be logical, might make sense. But then I question, well, why are you trading your top prospect for a catcher in his prime? Why are you signing Andrew McCutchen at 32 years old? Why are you trading for Gene Segura, who's 29 years old at shortstop? Everything they've done is to win now, but they're not going to win now without the final piece. So the whole thing doesn't make sense.
No, I 100% agree with you. I think they were geared towards that, but I think they still have that person. And I just want to tell people something about Mike Trout, okay? I understand he loves Philadelphia. He loves the sports there. I'm from Philadelphia. I love the sports there. If somebody was going to pay me $400 million just to say that's what the Angels offer him to stay out in Anaheim, no offense, I love Philadelphia. I can go back and visit, see Eagles games. I can go Sixers games when the offseason hits. I'm living in Southern California for $400 million. I have enough money where the taxes don't matter. So just to let people think when they say, oh, yeah, we'll just get Mike Trout, just let him walk. That's not necessarily a given just because he loves Philadelphia.
It is not. No, Lance, you're right. Let me throw one more thing in there. Lance, I appreciate the call. And we'll play it for you a little bit later on, the Mike Trout audio of yesterday where he basically said he's a Phillies fan or a Philadelphia fan and he stopped himself. There's one piece of this offseason that I think we have not talked about enough, how set up this was for the Phillies. Guess who hasn't decided to play along? The Yankees? Guess who hasn't decided to play along this offseason? The Dodgers? Guess who hasn't decided to play along this offseason? The Cubs? Guess who has decided not to play along this offseason? The Red Sox. Do you realize what that means? Those teams are all saving money. The idea of, we don't need Bryce Harper now, we'll wait for Mike Trout in 2 years. The fact that the Yankees aren't signing Machado or Harper means the Yankees are saving money for Mike Trout. The Cubs are saving money for Mike Trout. The Dodgers are saving money for Mike Trout. We've come up with this idea in our head that Mike Trout's walking to Philadelphia. Maybe, I think he might play here. But it's going to be significantly harder to win the bidding for Mike Trout in 2 years than this bidding. There's nobody else in it. The Phillies can't lose a battle between the Padres, the White Sox themselves, and the Nationals who are already over the tax. You realize how bad that would be?
Yeah, I mean, there's no one else available. Like, next year, Arenado may not even hit the market.
Maybe not.
The thing I come back to, and you've said this many times, they're 26 years old.
These are the ones to bet on.
These are the ones to give 10-year contracts to. Like, you don't give a 10-year contract to a 29-year-old. You give it to the 26-year-olds.
And I'm worried, because one's off the board. Ryan's in Mayfair. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, Joe?
How you doing, buddy?
Listen, I'm on the same boat as you. It just so happens that Manny Machado is my favorite baseball player. However, and I acknowledge this to all my friends that, in our Phillies group that we're in, that I thought Bryce Harper would be the better fit for the Philadelphia Phillies. And my guts are wrenching right now, man, because I thought we had this one in the bag. We had both players in the palms of our hand, and it'd be a real shame for this city and for this team and for this organization and the fans if we lose out because of a couple dollars.
It'd be ridiculous, Ryan. And you know what? They could spin it any way they want, but people here are not going to be fooled. Like, we'll know this team is better. It's obvious it's better, but we'll also know it's not good enough. And they had a chance here, a chance to get a special player. And if they walk away because they didn't want to go over a little bit of what they thought he was worth, we're not going to forget that and just pretend it didn't happen.
Right. And, I mean, to make claims that we're going to spend stupid money and then go out and McCutcheon's your biggest signing, and not even for big money, and he's not a big impact player like he once was. You're really dropping the ball here if you're John Middleton and Matt Klentak, and I honestly think Matt Klentak should be in the hot seat if we miss out on both.
Oh, he will be. He'll be in the hot seat tomorrow morning. Ryan, we appreciate the call.
Why? It's on Middleton at this point.
Well, now it is. But I do believe that what he said today is real. I mean, he may have been using it as posturing, but I think they probably set a price on Machado and said he's not worth $300 million, which that very well may be accurate. You could do that with one guy. You can't do it for two. 888-729-9494. We're not going to be fooled by the Phillies telling us things will be okay if they don't get one of these guys. I mean, they could say that. But my biggest problem if they don't get one of these guys now is if you're going to just build a good team, they should have waited. If you're not going to get Machado or Harper, you should have waited. Like, I'm not interested in an 84, 85, 86 win team over the next 2 years. I'm interested in the Phillies. When they hired Matt Klentak, they were trying to go from the bottom to win a World Series. I don't want to spend time in the middle. They could have held on to Sixto. They could have held on to everything and just built this thing up for the next 2 years and then attacked free agency and then went and got Mike Trout. Like, why'd they do this if they didn't get one?
Yeah, it feels like they try to push the chips in, and Harper is the logical missing piece to their offseason.
He's the piece of the hand they need.
Yeah, well, and one more starter.
Yeah, well, they could get that later.
I know. But not the big fish, though.
Yes.
You don't give up six, though. You don't give up all that big package.
That's the one that kills me.
And it's 2 years of, and I think they'll sign to a contract anyway, but still, like, you don't do that unless you have a Harper contract in the fold, you would think.
Right, because that makes the whole thing make more sense. Bruce is in Bent Salem. He is on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, guys. Listen, Joe, my skin's crawling. This whole thing, this whole sky is falling if we don't get Bryce Harper. Manny Machado was a better fit for the Phillies. The Phillies were second to last in errors last year. He would have came out and helped that. The Phillies were in the bottom of the pack in batting average. But Bryce Harper isn't helping that either. Manny Machado would. Are the Phillies better with Bryce Harper? Yes. Is the sky falling? No. Do you want to know why the Nationals didn't win anything and were kicked out of every series? Because Bryce Harper sucked in the postseason. Look up his numbers.
Bruce, you know Bryce Harper's a better postseason player than Manny Machado?
That's not the point. But my point is, like, if he batted like .212 and has like 9 RBIs in postseason, he stunk.
He had a divisional round once where he hit 4 home runs in 5 games.
But that I'm talking overall. He was also surrounded by all stars and veteran players. Bryce Harper.
But I don't understand you. Look, wait, Bruce. You can make the point Machado's better. You could like him better. But the points you're making don't make any sense. Machado's never won anything. Harper's never won anything. Machado's been worse in the postseason than Harper.
Okay, hold on. We're talking about two different things. I'm saying that Machado would have been a better fit for the Phillies.
Yeah, well, I disagree, but that's fine. You could believe that.
Okay. Now here's my end point, though. Okay, Bryce Harper, he was surrounded by veterans and all-stars at the Nationals. When they didn't win anything, it wasn't all put on Bryce Harper's head. When he comes to the Phillies and he strikes out 3 times, is he going to be able to handle what we give him? My point is this. Are the Phillies better with him? Yes. Is the sky falling if we don't get him? Absolutely not.
Well, it is falling because they've built, they have,
no.
Yes,
no,
it is. You know what they put, Bruce,
not.
They pushed their chips in.
No.
They pushed their chips in and they're not good
using
enough.
Using everybody else. He stinks. And he's not, he is not what the Phillies need.
What do the Phillies need, Bruce? What do they need? What do they need?
Fielding, they were second to last year in errors. They
already upgraded their defense, man. Like, what are you talking about? They spent the whole offseason.
Yeah. So that's my point. So the Phillies have gotten so much better. Bryce Harper is not going to be the one that puts them over the top.
How are they getting over the top then? Where is the magic pixie dust? How are they getting?
I don't have that answer.
Well, I do. His name is Bryce Harper.
Oh, really? And what did he do with the Nationals? What did he win them?
Bruce, they went to the playoffs every year almost.
And they got eliminated the first round.
Bruce, the Phillies haven't had a winning record since 2012. Like, I don't understand what our point is here.
You want Bryce Harper to be the end-all save-all, and if we don't get him, we might as well not even buy tickets.
No, but my point is this. My point is this. They have no direction if they don't finish this. Don't you realize what they've done? They've pushed their chips in to build a mediocre team. Why?
Let me ask you something. You said the Dodgers aren't involved. The Yankees aren't involved.
Right.
Boston's not. If these guys are so good, why aren't they involved?
Well, number one, I think a lot of some of those teams like the Yankees are going to regret it. But number two, Bruce,
are. The Yankees,
yes.
The Yankees are going to regret it.
Yes, they are, Bruce. Teams already win 100 games a year. They don't need these players.
They don't. No, the Yankees don't overspend for anybody.
Did you hear me? Bruce, the Yankees won 100 games last year. The Yankees won 100 games last year.
It doesn't matter. And they would want to win 200 if they could. If these guys were worth it, they would be in the ball game. But come on. I'm just tired of everybody thinking the sky's
falling. Then let's watch Nick Williams, Bruce. Let's watch Nick Williams for the next 2 years. Wonderful baseball. 888-729-9494. Pound
defense. 940. Bring back Galvis.
Galvis, Ozzie Smith. Let's watch all the Gold Glovers out there. 888-729-9494.
In what world is Bryce Harper now a bad player? Like, that's where we've gotten to this point.
Because everyone's afraid. I think
they look at his 1 year last year where he batted 249, and they don't look at the second half when he batted 300 and had an OBP over 415. Like, are we serious?
Well, you know what it is? People are so already convinced themselves he's not coming here, so pretending they don't want him anyway. I am worried at how this whole thing is playing out. 888-729-9494. That's how it happens. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.